The Colcliffs on RNIB Connect Radio.
Plank down. That concrete where your step used to be is still green.
I must say you get cracking, and there's not been that much mess.
Hey, Duck, it's been hospital job as this. I'll be out of your road in a day or so. Hey, can you manage that plank? Here, let me take your bin bag. I could save you the journey.
Well, have this washing peg out, no.
Hold me hand then. Them high heels might set the pins off. But I don't want they putting these footmarks in me concrete like them Hollywood stars.
Ooh, shall I do a twirl and a curtsy?
Morning then. Caught you, eh? Hello, is this Jack Matthews, I ask myself, or Sir Walter Raleigh? Is that a plank or a fine cloak? Oh, these builder chaps are ladies' men, that's for sure.
Morning, Bryn. That's a fair speech.
Ah, they're the gift of tongues, ain't they, these Welsh chaps? Yaki Dar and whatnot.
Oh, yes, we're all poets at heart, you know.
Recite us some, Bryn.
Huh? As I was young and easy under the apple boughs, and happy as the house was home.
It sounds nice. What does he mean?
Dylan Thomas. A hymn to boyhood and innocence. It's the lilt of the word, you know.
I think it's lovely. I'll be popping over to the hospital, see Ray later on. Any message?
Oh, nothing special. Just say I'm glad he's on the mend.
Oh, he'll be home in a day or two. It were his kidneys. They got badly infected. He had what they call a flare-up. With Ray being paralysed, by the time he felt any pain or out, they were near packing up. I shudder to think.
Oh, let's hope you're over the worst. And now the house is all fitted up and you know the dangers.
Oh, diet, liquid intake, exercise, stress. They're branded on me brain. We've got to get them right.
I've not seen much of your Wendy this last day or two.
Don't talk to me about that, madam. She just swans through life. Her dad's in hospital, practically on the danger list, but off her goes.
You're alone in the house then?
Well, yeah. I mean, our Mark's got his own little pad. I doubt we'll see him back. Mind he calls me. But I've not been invited round. I'd like to see how he's managing. Still, I've got Jack there during the day.
What we call a boyo is Jack.
Oh, he's a good laugh. I've known him for yonks. Yeah, fancy our Wendy. She says he's gone down Skegness with some mate. They've heard they can get on at Butlings. Oh, I don't know who she takes after. Ray had an auntie what was flighty, you know. Went off with the Yank after the war. Turned out he were an Eskimo.
Oh, never.
Well, nearly. I tell our Wendy, you don't mend your ways, I say. You'll finish up in an igloo.
Well, I just thought weather's fine in Skegness this week.
Why?
I told my mum I were going there. Hey, Sybil Hargreaves, don't I go all that suntan lotion?
I have to be careful. I've got very sensitive skin.
This Spanish sun suits me. I could live here.
Yeah. Think what you'd save in thermal underwear. Mind, I'd miss Amley Park. Aunt Library. Have you ever read The Sun Is My Undoing?
Last book I read was Kama Sutra. Told me note I didn't know. Hey, up. I think we've clicked. Them two over there, Luke, by Beach Cafe.
Describe them. I don't stare. Are they swarthy with dark hair, white teeth and fabulous profiles?
Not exactly. They're sort of blonde. More BMW than Lamborghini, if you get me meaning.
You mean they're like Nordic?
Yeah, you've hit it. Typers might have had fears of conquering Europe, of getting up early and taking over hotel pool.
Pity. I like the Mediterranean type.
Be warned, if they look like Al Pacino, they usually come from Wolverhampton. Hang about. Looks like we've got competition.
Eh?
Them two little chits under that something. Blimey. I thought we were as naked as you can get without being arrested.
They're not topless. I'm not going topless.
Oh, don't worry. They've nout. They were born topless. All they've got's teeth. God, they look like they've been covered in gravy browning and roasted in a low oven.
We're white as ghosts. I feel ashamed.
Look at her. Brazen hussy. Sticking her leg out. Sitting better on tables. Trying to trip him up accidentally on purpose-like. should be banned. I mean, they just don't pick up. Decent folk don't want that. Hello, hello. He's only stepped over. And his mate. Olive oil's right, dirty guts. She's flicking sand after him. They're coming up this way. Hey, they're making the move. Stretch your leg out, Sybil.
Diana!
Listen, they're walking wallets, this pair. What we've got to do is forget what they taught us at Sunday school and get weaving. Oh, they've give up. They're sort of having a powwow. Nice circles. Them cosies look expensive. And I'll swear one of them's wearing a Rolex.
What? On the beach? How can you tell that?
A Rolex, you twerp, not a...
Sorry. Just don't fit, do I? My mum keeps me indoors. Or she did. I never even went to Sunday school, didn't I?
Oh, you poor deprived child.
What did you actually learn there?
Me? Well, not much about Jesus. Quite a lot about snogging. Ended up giving demos at Butterfly Kiss. Brinlebank Methodist, 1976. They had best attendance record on all circuit. Hey, cross your fingers, Sybil. Our holiday dosh is on prowl again. I said your fingers, not your legs. It's vital you make the right signals. Listen, we're models.
Bags me them sunglasses. I must look like Meryl Streep. She done a tan.
Streep, not Street.
Meryl Streep. She were our fish counter. All ginger and freckled.
Guten Tag, meine Fräuleins. I am Fritz. This is Adolf. You have drink with us? We have plenty, how you say, dosh.
Dosh? Whatever's that? Germans, don't talk about the war. Hey, Adolf, you're not saying much. What's up with him, Fritz?
Leave him alone. I like the quiet type.
Mm, he's not short of body language. And as for you, Miss Hargreaves, you ought to be ashamed. Two sangrias and you're anybody's, it strikes me.
I've had three as it happens. And if Fritz pulls your shoulder strap any lower, you'll be tripping up on it.
Adolf speaks little English, yeah? Only the curses, nine. The English curses? The swear words, yeah.
I don't want him to be swearing. He's my toy boy.
Go on, Adolf. Show us you're not just a rich girl's plaything. Do your party turn. We have ways of making you curse.
Dobby Styles. Bobby Moore.
Oh, this is good cursing, yeah?
Al Ramsey. Bobby Charlton.
Nine, Adolf. Nine. No more, too much.
Mrs. Thatcher.
Oh, he is strong. We go for Mitchell Peter. Excuses. We return. No more cursing.
Margit Peters. Alan Ball.
Listen, Sib. I think there's something funny about this, Burr. I hope they're not planning a runner. There's a bill, you know.
I didn't know them were swear words. I thought they were footballers. Hey, that Adolf. He's got thighs like Boris Becker.
What about Fritz? A touch of the Franz Beckenbauer, would you say?
He's taking a right fancy to your earlobes. Hey, they're coming back. Bye, Wendy. This beat selling sliced bread.
We go. We come back. Adolf acts excuse. His papa shot himself after World Cup 66.
Did he? Good job they didn't play Port Vale. My dad reckons they'd have got a real thrashing.
Oh, poor Adolf. It's not fair. England's always winning.
Are you off your trolley?
We meet again, meine Fräuleins?
You betcha. We nip back hotel, freshen up. See you later.
Yeah, yeah, Bobby Robson.
Who he makes you grin, does he? Oh, before we go, here's the bill. Shall we say 9 Pip Emma then? Hotel Zanzibar. 9. Hold up 9 fingers, Sybil. Never mind tickling Adolf's tummy. So, you've got the bill, then.
Adios.
Ta-ra.
Auf Wiedersehen.
No. Good. Hey, Tommy. Have you seen this bill? It's daylight bloody robbery. The building's in Brummagem charging these prices.
To say I love you.
Hello, Jack. Finished for the day, then?
Oh, hi, Bryn. That's right. Dummy whack. Crashed on, actually. I'll not be going far tonight, I can tell you.
Get off. It's holiday camp.
I've made a brew, Jack, if you fancy one before you pack up.
Oh, ta.
No sugar, am I right?
Ah, just stir it with your little finger.
Oh, clown. Oh, Bryn, I didn't see you. I reckon he's after your trade secrets.
Well, never. They can smell tea a mile off, can these taffies?
I'm not a man to take offence, Jack. But to be honest, I don't go much on being called Taffy.
No offence meant. Oh, that went down well. I'll be off then, Rini. See you tomorrow. Unless you're going on the embassy tonight.
Oh, like a shot if they'd not closed the doors years ago. Always had a lot to say for himself, as Jack. He means no harm.
Well, he didn't mean to be short, but Taffy gets up my nose. Anyway, I thought if you were visiting Ray tonight, I could maybe trot along.
Oh, I've been. I went after work. He's a lot more cheerful than he was.
Oh, good. You'll be having a night in then?
More than likely. Oh, I might pop up to Lomo. See me mum and maybe our Cheryl. Oh, you'll have to excuse me, Doc. I got some chips doing.
Oh, yeah. Bye, Reen. Give your mum my regards.
I don't want to go, Sibyl. I want to sleep a wink. You hit me like a ton of bricks.
It's just chemistry, Tommy.
I won't spend the night with you.
What about Wendy?
Well, she's fixed up. We can have our room. Her and Greg can have yours.
Hey, you two, unglue yourselves. It's time for bed.
Hey,
you behave yourself, Fritz.
Greg.
To me, you will always be Fritz. Come on, Dawsey, you've had your ration. They'll be knocking us out.
Oh, bug off. We're forever, us two. Anyhow, you're not a old lady.
You'd know about it if I was, Sugarlugs. She'd have you for breakfast. This lovely young girl, as you're pawing, is precious to her mum.
Hey, let's sleep out. Let's make love under the stars.
Will you do as you're told, Sybil Hargreaves, or have I to floor you? To our lads, we've had a wonderful time. See you on beach. Same spot in morning.
Night wind. Damned eye wondering.
Well, I shan't. I will. You're a right bossy.
What's up with you, Greg? Mine were all for it.
Yeah, that Wendy war gonna play ball. She's the end of the week type. She wants treating first. Don't worry, Tommy. Get her out. Aye, been good fun, aye, aye.
Here we go, here we go, here we go.
What do you mean? Hold out till the last night. I can't hold out. I'm in love.
Baloney. It's the sun and the sangria. It's easy to get worked up. Not like in Stoke where it takes imagination.
Me and Tommy have similar chemistry, see?
Hang about. We don't want to commit ourselves this early on. Who knows? We might meet two international financiers tomorrow.
I don't want an international financier. I want Tommy.
Get off. You'll be that sunburnt given your skin. I not want him to touch you.
Honest, you're my best friend, Wendy. But you've no feelings.
Luke, you better have this.
What is it? Bubble gum?
No, it's protection. You stood me holiday, so I'll stand you that.
Ask me out, boys. The cards haven't run. I've hardly pegged this, haven't I?
Well, that's great, Tom. Thanks, mate. How do, Bryn? Had a skinful of your old son.
Oh, it's Jack the lad, eh? And where have you sprung from?
I've just beat the town.
Oh, yeah. You fancied a night in, you said.
That's right. Well, then I felt like a quicken at death.
Where's your old dancing partner, then?
I don't get thee.
Reenie Colclough. Your lost love? A beautiful dancer, I think. Light in a man's arms.
Is this more poetry or what?
Maybe it's more of a warning.
Eh?
I'm marking your card, my lad. Any nonsense with that lady, and you'll answer to me.
Oh, this is ale talking.
Don't take liberties with my mate's wife.
I'm taking no liberties. I'm well wed, I am.
Yeah, well, just remember that.
Yeah, well, you're a man on your own, aren't you? Next door and on your own. This twaddle you're talking is all in your mind.
I'm warning you, Matthews.
Listen. If there's any warnings needed, then to be straight, I reckon it's you as needs them.
Today's episode was written by Tony Perrin, who also devised the serial. The Colcloughs is a Mike Hopwood production. Oh.
The Colcloughs return with another episode tomorrow.